Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. This is a day of memorial of the death of Isaac. So in light of that, there's a measure of grief, because for all of us, on one level, death is not natural, and it always gives us a measure of confusion and loss so long as we continue in this world. But we're also privileged to have a measure of celebration, a measure of celebrating a life that truly was a light. Both of these emotions go together, I know, for many of us. And so today is the memorial of St. Alphonsus Liguori, from which I took the readings. He was somebody who was a light by his life and by his teaching. And so these readings help us to understand what it means to be a light in the world, so that we can learn from this example and be inspired. Because truly, as we've said, and we've said this in our family since the day we lost our son, that he leaves a void in our family that cannot be filled in human ways. But it can be fulfilled in other ways. By the example of his light, even by the same Spirit, we're called to fill that void by being a light ourselves, even along the lines of those who had great sanctity. The examples of saints like St. Alphonsus Liguori, and the example of those who are more familiar to us, even those in our own families, even through the example that Isaac gives to those who knew of him or have learned of him. Now, as I read this gospel passage, however, it seems to strike two tones. It sets a tone on this light that we do not want to be hid. You are the light of the world, Jesus says. And this type of language lifts up the heart. Just so, your light must shine before others. He says something, don't be the light. He says, you are the light. This is something that he is declaring that is true of those who follow him, of his disciples, those now that we understand have received that light through baptism. But then the second half sounds a bit weighty as he talks about commandments. And he says, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, this is an obligation. And what if we don't live up to this obligation? How do we reconcile these two emphases that take place in this one reading here? In light of this, we can understand how our Lord, when he comes in the gospel, as he's unfolded in the gospel, and now as we receive that coming, he came to us, he expands the commandments in such a way so that we can appropriate them and live them as light, because we know God personally and his ways become part of us. In light of this, I'm drawing today on Saint Sophroni, an author that Isaac read towards the end of his life, an author that to whom he was introduced on Mount Athos. This is not Isaac's book, but a different writing by Saint Sophroni, a modern-day saint, a 20th-century saint, who himself lived on Mount Athos and then lived out his life as an iconographer as an abbot of sorts, a leader of monastics, and then an iconographer in France and in England. And he talks about the idea of God being I am. He refers to the enigma of I am, how God revealed himself to Moses as one, as the source of all things. But it's only gradually through time do we learn of God as Trinity and appropriate him so, and then we truly understand the God of commandments, the God who says, you must do this, as the God of light and the God of love. Now, he points out, St. Sophrony, that this was made known in various ways throughout the Old Testament, although it wasn't fully appropriated by those who received it. He talks even how Abraham received the three persons, those angelic characters who came to reveal his future to him. And even though they were three, he addresses them as one person. And in light of this, we understand God in a shadow, so to speak, in which he is revealed, and God reveals to us, Jesus reveals to us in the gospel. And so in light of this, we see how the Trinity interacts together, how Jesus refers to the Father as a Son, and the Father does the sending, the Son does the receiving, and the Holy Spirit brings all to completion. It is through this dynamic that we get the cross, that pouring out of love, that pinnacle of love, that pinnacle of light, that is only possible as the Father sends, the Son receives, and the Holy Spirit completes. And it's that relationship that is unfolded for us as we are called to be the light of the world in a fallen world, a world that includes crosses, but it's through the crosses that we have resurrection and we have light. And so through this, we understand how the commandment plays out. Quoting directly from St. Sophrony, Christ's commandment is the projection of heavenly love on the earthly plane. Realized in its true content, it makes the life of mankind similar to the life of the triune God. So we might say that the commandments in this perspective don't become burdensome, don't become a weight that we must carry, but is the life of God that flows through us that points to his character. Back to St. Sophrony, he says, the dawn of an understanding of this mystery comes with prayer for the whole world as for oneself. This happens because we see that not only do we have this dynamic of Trinity on the cross, the reason why we have this in ways that is comprehensible, the Trinity made visible to us, is because Christ became man. He took on our nature. And in light of this, Sophronius says, to achieve the fullness of God-man, for the Son, is to become dynamically equal to humanity in the aggregate. And he says, herein lies the true meaning of the second commandment, which is indeed like unto the first. These are the words with which we open up our ordinary at Mass. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind, and love thy neighbor as thyself. This is the command. This is the summary of the law. And it's God who embraced humanity in his divinity that enables us to do the same. In our humanity, as we embrace divinity, we are in love, we are in turn able to love our fellow man even as God loved us. For us Christians, Sophrony says, Jesus Christ is the measure of all things divine and human. In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead. St. Paul says that on our own, we're not able to appropriate the law. The law for us is simply a weight that has no life. For the law of the Spirit of Christ in Christ Jesus has freed you from the law of sin and death. that law that just leads to our condemnation. But it's in light of this, he says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed you from the law of sin and death. And so our Lord Jesus Christ gives us his light that we shine, that light which shows the law of love, which is not a weight, but it is something that is life-giving and gives us energy and gives us strength. The burden of Isaac was to make this life known to others. His life was one of constant evangelization. Even as we remember St. Alphonsus Liguori, who lived in a similar way, constantly giving to others and having a burden for them to know Christ through his teaching. Isaac was not in a teaching role in the sense that had not been vested with the authority of the priesthood, but he used his interaction, his presence with others, to shine that light, to make Christ known by his very life, to open the door so that he could share the gospel with the words of Christ. So as we enter into the Mass today, we encounter Christ, who entered into our world and becomes present to us. In this way, we become present in a special way outside of time with those who are departed. And then with them, we partake of that heavenly grace that we continue to bring into a fallen world.